Okay, good morning. You can see me? Okay. We are on Hilchos Megillah, Taf Resh Sadi Hey. Today we're going to start from Gimel. Just a quick thing I realized, we just did Matanas of Yonim, and we missed a couple details. We didn't discuss who's Chayev. So yes, men and women are Chayev, that's for sure, once you're Bar Mitzvah. Who else? What about someone who's somech al shulchan avihim? Someone who, boy, girl, yeshiva, bachar, whatever, they have no parnasa whatsoever. So that's a machlokas. And, okay, let's just get that out there. And what's the bare minimum to give? So most poskim, I believe it's B'Shem the Ritva, points out that the bare minimum would be, oh, here it is. The bare minimum would be a shave pruta. Okay, so that's very little, obviously. But many point out that you should give. There's different amounts that many poskim say one is supposed to give. Again, the bare minimum mikar din a shave pruta, according to the vast majority. However, different numbers are given, such as one is it should be the minimum is the actual bread for a seuda, which we normally consider 3 beitzim is the minimum, that volume, or the value. Some say it's supposed to be the amount of your, a small amount of a seuda, like a minimum seuda, that's how much you should give. So just, okay, and everyone says it needs to be obviously food or money that you can, or money, but that's, oh, am I confused?
Not, yeah. like
so that's a big question, if you can use other things besides money or food. To for sure to be Yotze, it must be money or food. Otherwise, it's some say you're not Yotze. And what else did I want to point out? I did mention a check the other day, so I'll just point out Rav Mordechai Eliyahu and others, they do question if the check cannot be used that day. Let's say you need to put it in the bank and the bank's closed and you can't draw any cash out of it, then he says you're not Yotze. But you still can if it's usable. Like if you can pay, go to the makolet or the market and use it or give it to someone else to pay someone, that you sign it and they'll take it. So then that has, then he says that for sure works. So it's usable as money. But otherwise, and obviously if you give a check and you have no money in your bank account, that's obviously not going to help you.
What okay. If then you doubt, it means you benefit from the vice versa.
It goes by whoever is chayev based on your day, and you have to give it that day. Do you think so? Okay, I don't know. I'm not familiar. And just we just finished reading about drinking adilayada. So just I want to just reiterate, the vast majority of rishonim bepe echad, such as the Beis Yosef Korin Orchas Chaim, and pretty much most rishonim, the Rambam, Ran, and others are going to say, ein lecha avera gedola yeter mizo, is to get drunk, and it's an iser gamer. So I'm just pointing out to you what the most of the Rishonim would say. Okay, but yes, there are opinions. They say drink more than you're used to. Okay, fine. Gimel. Omer al anisim b'birkas hamazon b'birkas haaretz. So, we all know we say al anisim also during the, whenever you bench, night or day, right, in the bracha of nodelecha. Ve'im hitche ol surato bayom, Umashcha adalaila omer al hanisim. So let's say you start your suda in the afternoon and you continue until the night. Now Purim is already over and then you're benching. You still say al hanisim. Then the batar tchila seuda azlinan, because you go after the beginning of the seuda, where you start having your bread. V'yeshmisha omer she'en laomro. And there is an opinion that says not to, because when you're saying it, it's no longer Purim. V'nohagim kisvara rishona. And the minag is that you still say al anisim, even if you finished your meal afterwards. Many point out, if it's if you're having your meal on Friday and it goes into Shabbos, so that's a real, that's a machlokas what to do. So some Mishnah Berurim also says, if you did it, then he says you can't say both. It's a tartei is the expression, right? It's a stira. You can't do both. It's not Purim and Shabbos on the same day. So then he actually prefers Shabbos. Different opinions on what to do with it. So, anyways, all the poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah, says just avoid it. If you're having your suda on Friday, just bench beforehand, before Shabbos starts. Obviously, it's, I believe it's the same three machloket by Rosh Chodesh. So, okay. Now, what happens? Oh, but most poskim, including Magen Avraham, Chazon Avadya, say if after Purim your meal is going on and you davened Maariv before you benched, so then most poskim, and they say Safek Brachos HaKel, do not say Al Hanisim in your benching, if you're benching after you daven Maariv, because by davening Maariv, what?
It's not an extra bracha. Where's the bracha?
The hefsek.
Okay, you're right. More of a hefsek issue. Okay, well taken. Okay, but they say better not to say. So, and if you said it, it wouldn't ruin your benching. Okay, very good. I don't know. Good. Okay. And if you forget it altogether, so everyone says also, almost everyone says, it actually happens to be a machlokas, if you should repeat benching or not for the Sudas Purim, at least one of the Sudas on the day of Purim, it's a machlokas if you, it's a real machlokas achronim, if you should repeat benching altogether because you skipped Al Hanisim, because some hold that you need to have bread. Right? Some say you do, some say you don't. And I believe Al Poskim Lemaisa would say not to repeat, either because many of us say you don't have to hold, many say you don't have to have bread. And even if you do, on that one, we would say that's more appropriate to say Safek Brachos Sahaka. Point well taken. Okay. Okay, I think that leads us to Dalit. I don't think you have to. Dalit, okay. Someone says eat again. If it's not an achila gasa, so yeah, then... Right, it doesn't really help anyway, exactly. There's no chiv to say al anisim in its own right. Right, so it wouldn't help. Dalit. Chayav lishloach lechavero shtei manos basar. O shel mine ochlim shenamar umishloach manot ish lereu. So we know there's a chiyuv to give. This is what we call mishloach manos. We give two items of basar, of real food, or any kind of food, and that's the pasuk we just read. Shtei matanot liish echad, and you're supposed to give two items to one person. All right, just to point out that for Mishloach Manos, giving to your friends, you give one, and Matanos Avyonim, you give to two people, because Matanos Avyonim is, what we mentioned before, is more important.
It says Avyonim as opposed to Ish
L'Re'eh. Right, so it's because of the technical reason is based on, we see that in the Pasuk. Why is it written like that? Okay, but the technical reason, very good. L'Re'eh is one, and Levionim is the two. Very good. Okay. Let's see. What's the reasoning for giving Mishloach Manos? So one famous reason is given, it's written in by Shlomo Alkobetz, Laharbot Ahava V'Reos V'Shalom, to make friendships and peace between us. The Truma Sedeshin writes, it's in order to give food to the poor people, because some of us, it's a way to, are going to be embarrassed to ask, and if you know about them, you should give them, and this way they'll have food to eat at their Sudas Purim. So that's the less common reason, but it is a reason given, and perhaps that'll make a difference, a nafkamina, if they're going to be able to eat it before their Suda or not. If you give it to them a minute before Purim is over, or you gave it to them earlier during the day. Again, that's his reasoning. It doesn't mean that he holds it's a me'akev or not. I'm not sure. Didn't see it inside, but Okay, Lamaisa, we don't paskan that it must be done earlier as long as they get it during the day. But that's okay, something to think about. Okay, what else do we want to point out? Let's keep reading. V'im ein lo machlif im chavero. Im ein lo, you don't have what to give, right? You're poor. So then what you do is you find a friend and you trade. You give something to him and he'll give something to you, and this way you each have something to eat that day. Right? You might only have one piece of bread and you don't have to give it away, your last piece. Right? Okay, machlif im chav. Zeh shaleach lazeh sudato, vezeh shaleach lazeh sudato. Each one gives each other their suda. They make a trade. So they're giving to each other, and they didn't lose, and they still have what to eat. Kedei lekayem umishloach manot ish lere'eu. And this way, they're able to mekayem, that you are giving to your friend. Haga, v'yesh lishloach manot bayom v'lo b'layla. And the mitzvah must be done, accomplished during the day. If you do it at night, you're not yotze. V'im shaleach manot lere'eu. You give him a gift, but he doesn't take it. And he says, it's okay. You don't need to give me. I forgive you. Yatza, you still yotze because you did your part. And you tried to give it. You brought it to him, and he didn't take it. That's his problem. Prichadash and others say, actually, you're not yotze. So it's recommended, if that's the one person you chose to give to, find someone else to give it to. Okay, let's see what else. V'isha chayevet v'matana savyoni v'mishloach manot ki ish. No difference, man and woman are both chayev. The Magen Avraham says, we see their chayev, and that is the halacha, but he says, we see people are not nizar in this. That some, I don't know, in his he sees that some, it's the women weren't giving in his time. So he says, maybe it's only a chayev by a widow to give, but Lamaisa, he says, everyone should give, and have it in mind, but it could be they were yotze by the man giving to multiple people. It's automatic assumed that the man is giving it, one for him and one for his wife, and everyone is yotze that way. Okay, right. Of course, they're chayev. They're also ba'oto anes. They were obviously very involved in the miracle, just like everybody else, if not more. And of course, they must be happy on the day of Purim itself. V'isha tishlach le'isha, v'ish le'ish. And a woman should give to a woman, and a man to a man, and that's what's appropriate. Darkei tzniyos. Aval lo behefech. But it should not be done the opposite way. Right, man to a woman, right, vice versa. Shelo yavo ish lishloach le'almana v'yavo lidei safek kiddushin. And also just avoids issues of perhaps it's kiddushin, or you're giving presents to show that you were just mekadesh. Any kind of a chashash, also the tzniyas issue itself, but also to avoid safek kiddushin issues. Aval b'manatanas le'evyonim ein lachosh. When you're giving cash for matanas le'evyonim, we don't worry about this. Okay. Let's see. Anything interesting you want to mention?
Giving mishloach manos to an ani in order to cover up their busha, you got a problem.
Yeah, so okay. One to another. Get a gabbai
but
involved.
What happens if you're makri, then you make sure she's an aish asish, so that's okay then.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No, you're not supposed to...
You said the whole reason is because she's an almona.
Yeah, okay.
But so make sure she's an aish asish.
Maybe you'll come to an,
I don't know. Okay. Let's see. A couple interesting things that come up with Mishloach Manos. Do you have to give it with a shaliach? So there's a famous Binyan Sion that you need to use a shaliach. That's the lashon of Mishloach. But most poskim say that it's lav dafka. You do not need to use. You do not need to use a shaliach. That's also brought down in Kaf HaChaim and others. But it's good to be mekayim this at least with one of them, okay? Must be done with food. It can't be done with this for sure. Everyone says can't be done with begadim, clothing, things like that. You could accomplish it with drinks that you are able to, I've heard people say something about two brachos. I've not seen anyone even mention that as a written as a chumrah. Certainly, the two manos could be from the same category of brachos. They could both be shahakol or whatever.
It could be two pieces of meat.
Exactly. So, of course, that is the halacha. There's a machloket if it needs to be cooked or not. You can't give a live chicken, that everyone agrees. There's a machloket poskim. Could you give a raw piece of chicken or a cooked piece of chicken? So, you should try and do biyotze, according to both shittas, of course, at least try at least for one of them. And but that's a real machlokas. As far as someone asked the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Gilman told me he asked the son, Rav Yaakov Arabach, who wrote most of the Mincha Shlomo, and he asked him, can you give him a mana chama? How do you say that in English? As dry the soup that you have to add hot water to. So you have to add hot water to it. It's basically ready, and it's somewhat chashuv, and all you have to do is pour in hot water. So he says, for sure you yotze. I'm not sure. I'm assuming he meant according to both shittas, because technically it's cooked and ready. All you have to do is just add some hot water. I mean,
anything that you would microwave would also be.
Right. I mean, if it's raw, I think it would be a machloket.
Not raw.
But if it's cooked and cold and you need to eat it hot, I think everybody would say that's okay. Right? Some people won't eat cold chicken. They need it to be hot. But there's no chiyuv to bring it hot. Okay. Let's see. So when you give a gift, you should have, obviously, no expectations. Akparas, expect to have it, someone is going to give you back. No tanayim. When you give it, it's a full gift. Leaving it by the door. So that is a real problem. And since if they don't get it during Purim, you're probably not yotzei at all. Because there's no kinyan whatsoever. Kinyan chatzer needs to be... If you put it in their property, then maybe you're yotzei, especially if you call them up. But that you might be, probably. But your front door, anyone can just walk up and take it. So it's probably, there's no kinyan there, and you're not yotze. Okay. We mentioned the issue of a minute before shkia, if you're yotze or not. There is somewhere a machmer, in particular, I think it's the Ben Ishchai, and some more Sephardic poskim, that it should be given in two separate kelim, or baskets, or bags. But the halacha, basically everyone says there's no such halacha. And you don't need to give it into two separate, or even it could be loose, it doesn't matter. The Ar Rishonim will say, even if you give a big portion of something, that counts as two. So if you're going to give a whole chicken, then already that counts as two. It's not that there's a halacha so much of two separate items, per se, if you're giving an extra large chashuv amount. Okay.
So one whole chicken would count as
two. Yeah.
You don't have to first cut it up into pieces necessarily either, but I don't think so. Okay, if you have a top shield, it's brought down of two different items. Poskim do say that's okay, like fish and fish and eggs or whatever you're going to make if it's two separate things. Pita with a thin layer of hummus, we all agree, probably will not make you yotze two items. Also because many point out, again, it's not 100% clear, but many point out it must be at least somewhat chashuv. If you give somebody a raisin, it's very questionable if you're a yotze at all. It needs to be something.
Falafel filled with falafel balls and
sand. Oh, for sure. I think you would.
Just that would be.
Yeah, it's okay if it's mixed. If you bring a falafel, a pita with falafel, then that's already enough. But the layer of hummus is not chashuv. But if you bring them a whole container of hummus, that is chashuv. Ice cream on a cone would be chashuv. A box of raisins for sure is okay. So if you just give one single raisin and one strand of a celery, what's that going to do? Okay, I think that mostly covers that up. And of course, you can pick it up yourself. There's no halachas of how you hand it to each other. Okay, there really aren't that many halachos about it. It's more things that are thought about later on in Achronim. Okay. If it's a Safek it's a city, that's a suffix. If it's the 14th or the 15th. So the Bir Alacha brings the Pri Chadash. She says you only have to bring it on the 14th because that's the Purim L'Rov HaOlam. We mentioned, right, similar by reading that you could be Yotzei that way as well. But some say it's better that you should bring it both days. You should go Mishloach Manos both days. If you live in a city, that's a suffix. Okay, let's... We finished? Yeah. Taf Reish Tzadivav. Okay, we'll get through at least a portion of it. Aleph. Purim Mutar Basiat Melacha. So, according to the Ikar Halacha, you are allowed to do Melacha. You're allowed to work. You are allowed to do the Lamatet Melachos. But if you see the Gemara Megillah, you see the first, originally the Megillah calls it Yemei Mishte V'Simcha V'Yom Tov. And then, later on, it talks about the holiday and leaves out the word Yom Tov. So you see from the Gemara, and the Gemara discusses it, it's that initially, Chazal apparently, they actually were Koveya, it should be just like a Yom Tov. I don't know if it was Yom Tov Mamish, probably like Chol HaMoed, but it didn't stick, didn't take. So by the next year, people were treating it like a day of Chol, and that is the Halacha. However, that is really kind of what Chazal wanted us to do. And therefore, it depends on your minhag. Ubemakom shenagu shalola asot enosim. So there are communities that accepted upon themselves mitam minhag not to do any malacha. And it's we're talking about, let's say, planting. You want to go to your garden and plant. So these things like that, building. You want to do some sowing. So all these things, according to the original Takana, is Eser Derabanan, or Medivrei Kabbalah even. However, again, they didn't stick. So nowadays, if that's the Minag, then it is Aser Mita'am Minag. V'ha'idna nagu b'chol makom shalola asot. And the Minag nowadays is not to do Malacha. V'ha'oseh eino roe siman bracha me'ota Melacha le'olam. And a person who does this does not receive any bracha from his work. Like, don't expect if you plant something that it's going to grow or grow better than it would have if you would have waited a day. And we're not saying you're going to lose, Mishnah Berurah points out, but you know, it's not going to curse and ruin all your other plants. But it is a siman bracha for that, what you did. They do point out that you are allowed to do, to buy and sell though. Buying and selling, that makes people happy, and that wasn't part of the minhag that was, I'm not sure, maybe even the original din, but certainly mitam minhag, there's no iser in buying and selling. But obviously, many point out, it's better not to be busy buying and selling on the day of Purim and wasting away your day on doing business. Unless, of course, it's a hefsed gadol or a huge revach, whatever, but generally, it's not recommended.
It's less
chamor
than
cholmoy. For sure, it's not the same level. Right, it's not. It's but certainly whatever is mutar on cholmoy, for sure is mutar on Purim. So any you can. So whatever the minag is. Now it's a little bit unclear what the minag is. I haven't heard of people saying it's usher to water your plants. So mistama, it's okay, and we're talking about filling your day with sowing and planting. I don't know, for business or I don't know. It's a good question. I don't have a final. I don't know 100%, but I have not heard of anyone being machmer on watering. Good question. Okay, and if you don't have what to eat, obviously for you it's simcha, and regardless, it's for sure it's mutter. It's the same as chol hamoed. Okay. Go on. Ella, however, what is mutter? Binyan shel simcha, if you're making a building for a chasen v'kala, you're building a chuppah, you're building something for their first home before they walk in. As long as it's l'shem, the nisuin has to be related to the simcha. You're going beis chasnas livno, right? You're building your house for your son with the chuppah inside. Oh, Avarnaki shel melachim. You're building some kind of a tree canopy with shade flowers because it's for simcha, they use it for parties. And they're going to be, so anything that's associated with building for parties, that's what is mutter.
It's actually planting an orchard.
Right, even if they're not going to use it on that Purim, it seems like, right. As long as the building itself is l'shem, a simcha purpose. Haga umutter l'asa kol melechet mitzvah, and any kind of melechet mitzvah, kegon lichto piske halachos, that's for sure mutter. V'chein mutter l'asos afilu melechos gemuras hatzorach Purim. Anything that's hatzorach, your simcha, anything that's hatzorach the day, for sure all that is 100% mutter, right? Whatever was mutter for chol hamoed is for sure mutter. It's a little questionable what's l'maisa aser, but probably... Yeah, okay, we'll leave it like that. Whatever the minhag is.